Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk.
Walking back into your life, your head. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. My friends Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, who are here. We're going to be joined by Garrett Bussier, who is running a website called Healing Your Head, healingyourhead.com, if you want to prepare for this. He's the neurosciences manager for Seriscan, which is the place where I was last week in Denver. He was a baseball player, and on the fast track, Richie, to the big leagues, struck on his head the baseball that ruined his career.
Ooh.
And what his life has been like since that is part of the story we'll tell in a matter of moments. Big stuff. Meanwhile, back to celebrity and the impact of what people say, especially in this era of Facebook and Twitter, social media. Somebody posts something and it creates a firestorm of attention. You'll remember earlier this week, Cheryl Teagues posted something. It was unflattering about Ashley Graham, who is the size 16 or 14, whatever size she is, on Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition, setting a good precedent, in my opinion, for understanding that there are not just stick women who live in the world, but there are women, real women, who have figures and curves and
Yeah, she definitely doesn't look unhealthy, which was Cheryl Teague's point, that she was unhealthy. But, I mean, for her height, she actually looks normal.
She looks great.
Right.
Yeah. She's normal.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. She's somebody who's got something. And so, anyway, she has been happily at the Ford agency, done very well as a model. And so, apparently, Cheryl Teague's got slammed by people after she criticized this woman, and so she's apologized, quote, "My sincere apologies to everybody I've hurt. I truly just want everybody to be healthy and happy." That's what
she
tweeted.
That was really a dumb thing to say, though. You have so many women who kill themselves to be super skinny to be models.
Like she was.
Yeah, and you're telling, you know, you're trying to tell the world that that's more a healthy behavior than being a normal size 12 or 14, whatever this woman is, who doesn't, I mean, she doesn't appear to be healthy. She appears to have, you know, girls and a rear end.
Meanwhile, models are in the bathroom sticking their fingers down their throat so that they can lose their lunch.
So they can be something. Why would anybody want to be like that? I don't even get it. So Cheryl Teagues had said she didn't think that she was healthy. Her face is beautiful, but I don't think it's healthy for her to be that big in the long run. What are you talking about? The woman has the
it's
exercise
so skewed.
Program. Yeah. It is. And hashtag beauty beyond size. Hashtag beauty fades. Use your brain. Hashtag Cheryl Teagues. All of these getting a lot of attention. So what about some of the other people who have been there? Cheryl Teagues has been an SI model. She was twice on the cover of the swimsuit issue. But there are other people who have been well known. Where are they in all this? You hear anything from some of it? Wasn't Kate Upton? Isn't that where she first
Kate
became
Upton's
known?
Very much like Ashley Graham. I mean, she's not as thick in the middle and the thighs, but Kate Upton is a
very
voluptuous model. She's
Nothing
works for Victoria's Secret.
Uh-huh. Well, so what under the circumstances? So what do we make? What do women take away from this? Young women, what do you? I mean, what is the takeaway? From
I think
this?
The fact that we're actually talking. That about Ashley Graham being on the cover of Sports Illustrated when she looks hot is ridiculous. Yeah. That just shows you we have a lot of work to do, because if you're making a big deal about it, it's obviously not the norm. And that's, you know, that's.
Can we equate this to what's going on politically in our country? How people, the world seems to be changing. There's a revolution, and revolution is about revolting. People are revolting to the stick images that are on some of these models and the way they've. Look at the woman.
The Brits even made laws that they can't have models under such size, right?
Yeah, right. But look at, what is the Bunchkin there, whatever her name is, that's married
Giselle.
To Tom Brady?
Giselle.
Giselle, yeah.
Bunchkin. I mean, yeah.
Bunchkin.
Right. So what makes her worth the kind of money she gets every year to model? You can't even, I would think that these people that are selling stuff would want to have somebody with a figure so that they would accentuate the things about their clothing that's different. And how do you do that with a stick figure? I don't. It's something that gets lost on me. Anyway,
I remember when a good reception Dove got a few years ago when they did the real body spots.
Yes. Yeah. There are all kinds of, when you look like these, like Bunchkin or whatever her name is, you're this anorexic.
I like her new name with you, Bunchkin.
Bunchkin.
Bulimic.
Little Bunchkin. Come here, you little Bunchkin.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyhow, I think I made my point, have I not? The revolution.
Yes.
This is part of the revolution. Political revolution, people's attitudes towards stuff like this, people's attitude toward what they're being told to buy for food instead of getting what they want for food. It's all part of the revolution. And I wholeheartedly support it. I'm sorry about Cheryl Teagues. I have great regard for her. I think she's done a nice job in many different ways, living a good life, a good, healthy, clean life. But she was so wrong about this. It's so out of date. I mean, come on. That's part of it, the being relevant. It's passé to look upon things like this. And I think, Kara, I've seen your face, but I haven't seen, you know, you walking around the corridors. But I'm not, I would think that you would agree with this. What about people who are your age, women that you know, young women who look good? Do they take offense to this? Do they pay any attention to these magazines that show these stick women as models?
Well, most women I know, I mean, they might shop at Victoria's Secret, but most women I know don't pay any attention to Sports Illustrated because that has always been kind of more of a guy thing. But most women I know try to be healthy. But none of them look like that. It just, unless you get...
Look like which? Like
none of them look like the
stick ladies?
The stick women. Because unless, I don't know, in my opinion, unless you're getting paid to exercise and have a cook, you know, cook your food for you, it's impossible to work a full-time job and have a social life and look like that. It's just, it's, I don't know, it's not easy.
Isn't that an interesting combination? You have a job, have a social life. And what do you look like? Do you work? Do you go to a gym? Do you work out in a gym?
Yeah, I have a gym in my apartment complex, and I work out pretty often.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's. I guess I could work out more, and I could eat healthier, and then I would be miserable. And like
but
I said,
you're happy. You're happy.
Kara hits it on the head, though.
She's
think
happy.
About, yeah, but is she, you have to be a little happy. And if you want to socialize, you're not going to be one of these sticky women unless you're going out and eating a leaf of lettuce. But Kara hit the nail on the head with that. There is so much pressure on women to keep a clean house, to keep your kids fed and happy, to be a super mom, to do it-yourself projects with your kids, to hold down a full-time job, and then on top of it, to look like this unrealistic image that society says is what everybody needs to look like. That's a lot of pressure on women to try to do everything, and that's an issue that I think is a very realistic one. Who has the time to do all of that? And how sad, but how often the stuff that's for us, the exercise, the eating right, that stuff gets pushed to the wayside when we're trying to, you know, take care of all of our responsibilities.
Yeah, good point. All right, thank you. In a moment, Garrett Bussier joins us. We'll be talking about his career and how it got cut short as a baseball player and what he's doing now, about what happened after he had a concussion. He's next here on Good Day. It's 41 past the hour.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, feeling a little under the weather, got to go to the hospital, want to feel better quicker. Here's an easy cure, but first, the science of it. When you go to the hospital for any reason, you want to request a room with a view. Research shows you'll heal faster if, while recuperating, I'm not making this up, you can see a tree outside your window. Likely a throwback to our primitive roots when shady trees meant safety. Additionally, now you know why it's tradition to send plants to those convalescing. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Can't see any trees outside your hospital room? No worries. Ask your child to draw you not one, but a grove of trees. Put them on your window, put them all around your room. The result? Faster healing and cheaper hospital bill. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's a tired cliche. Think outside the box. Here's a better idea. Don't get in the box in the first place.
Expose yourself to think creatively. Here are four ways.
First, expose yourself to new opinions. Make friends with a diverse group of people in different fields.
Second, expose yourself to new places. Try a different restaurant instead of the old standby.
Third, expose yourself to new activities. Take a class in something you've never really explored.
Fourth, expose yourself to new tools. If you usually use a fork, try chopsticks. If you never text, give it a whirl.
You get the idea. Try something different with someone different, somewhere different. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname, the Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominique. Oh, my goodness! Did you see that jam? I don't know how he did that. Dominique, oh, my goodness!
So where is Dominique Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks broadcasts. Dominique has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominique Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the Human Highlight Machine got it cranked up.
And the Human Highlight Film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Matchbook keeps track of every restaurant or bar you go to or ever thought of going to. Categorized by neighborhood,
it's gravy.
Well done, Matchbook.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
45 past the hour now on the Good Day program. Garrett Bussier is a former baseball player. He was on the fast track to the big leagues, but he was struck in the side of the head by a baseball, had a concussion. His career path was forced to take a huge turn away from professional sports and toward recovering. Right now, he operates the website healingyourhead.com and is the neurosciences manager for Seriscan, the company in Denver that I'm so close to and so happy to be talking about because of what they found out with me, how that's led me to change my lifestyle somewhat. And I was never involved in professional sports, but I did get hurt badly as a 3-year-old, and it's affected my brain and what goes on in my brain. And you can all chuckle as much as you want to about what goes on in my brain. But this is serious stuff. And because you've done such a great job, I wanted to highlight you for a few minutes here, Garrett. Thanks for joining me on Good Day.
I appreciate it, Doug.
Tell me about your website, first of all, healingyourhead.com. What would one see if one went there?
Well, I was inspired to put together this website, healingyourhead.com, based on, of course, like you had mentioned, my own experience with a head injury. And during my recovery, I became really sort of obsessed with, anything that could help me to kind of move forward, to kind of propel me forward along this healing path. And you know, I found that I was aggregating all these great resources that it just didn't seem like people were aware of. And I thought, what better way to make them known to others than to write them down in a book and then to have them as an offering on my website. And so that's become sort of my passion over the past 10 years ever since this injury is to really just facilitate information for those who could generally benefit from it.
So you've been through the brain test at Seriscan. What did it tell you about your brain past and present and future?
Well, it told me that typically a concussion or a mild traumatic brain injury is a reflection of low blood flow. And so I, following this injury, had low blood flow to some really important areas as they pertain to cognition. One of the areas was what's known as Broca's area. It's right there in the left part of your temple, in your temporal lobe, where your temporal lobe meets your frontal lobe, and that has to do with language and language execution. I also had issues with my temporal lobe, so my memory and learning centers were affected to a certain degree. It kind of told me that something here is tangibly wrong, and that's kind of discouraging at first, but I think the great takeaway is that the human brain is quite malleable, and it's capable of immense change and healing and restoration. And so I did a follow-up scan after I put myself through this Healing Your Head program, and actually saw that a lot of the blood flow deficits that I had begun to improve, and to improve quite significantly in a pretty short amount of time. It was just 10 weeks.
So what was it that you did? Did you change what you eat? Did you change sort of an exercise? Or what bring oxygen to your brain? What'd you do?
Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, the beet juice commercial that we just all heard is actually a principle that is really helped me along my recovery. My vegetable of choice was obviously lots of them, but the one that helped me quite a bit was arugula. Arugula tends to be high in nitrates, which, like you'd said, convert to nitric oxide and help with circulation and healing and that sort of thing. And so it seems pretty obvious and straightforward. If you have low blood flow, that's usually reflective of low circulation. Well, how do you amplify circulation? Well, eating the right types of foods is one, reducing inflammation by way of eating those anti-inflammatory type foods. And then a particular type of cardiovascular exercise where you monitor heart rate, and then you get to these heart rate zones that help your brain to create these what are known as growth factors. And these growth factors help you to learn and retain more information and to stabilize blood flow patterns in the brain. So that was a big part of it. And then the third component was reducing stress. And that was typically by way of, you know, either yoga or mindfulness meditation, being immersed into nature, just sort of a holistic, natural approach. And prior to my injury, you know, I really had no connection to these sorts of things, but these were the things that really helped me to heal.
Isn't it interesting how simple it really is? That's what I find it looking at it.
Yeah, simple. I mean, there's technology and there's lots of different approaches, and I'm by no means discouraging those pursuits. But for me, it was eat right, get your body moving in the right ways, reduce stress, and really it activates your brain in such incredible ways.
All right, we got about 30 seconds. What do you tell your children about engaging in these sorts of contact sports?
Well, you know, it's a tough question because, you know, the sport that I played isn't necessarily a contact sport. I got hurt.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of difficult to say. All I can say is that despite what does happen in the event that someone is concussed in football or in hockey or in baseball, there are a lot of things that one can do to restore themselves to get health. And so
it isn't the end of the line.
It isn't the end of the line, and your brain is malleable. So
HealingYourHead.com or Saraskan.com. Garrett Bussier here with us on Good Day. Excellent information, 51 after the hour.